This is News Director Larissa Donovan continuing with the Meet the Candidates series. I feel like I've been at it for eons, but joining me in studio today, one of the victors from the primary election for the Beltrami County District 2 seat, Don Hayden, and welcome.
Thank you, Larissa. It's always good to be here.
Well, we're getting close to the wire here. What are some of your thoughts heading into the election, which is only mere days away?
You know, yeah, it's only a couple of weeks away, and it's getting real exciting to see where and what things are going to happen and who's going to show up to vote at the polls and come November 8th.
So since the last time we visited ahead of the primary election in August, what are some, like, any new things coming up while you're door knocking, visiting with potential constituents?
I think the biggest concern is still the county jail and where that's going to go and what's that going to look like as we move forward. As far as funding, how are we going to fund it, where are we going to get the money, where it's going to be built. I mean, there's a lot of open questions, and hopefully in a couple of weeks they take that vote to determine which of those seven options they're actually going to take and move forward with.
Yeah, and that doesn't even answer all of the questions yet, like how big are we making this, where is it going, etc.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think the biggest problem, I think, is it's never going to get any cheaper. So I believe the best thing they can do if they decide that they're going to build a new jail is to build it all at once, because it's never going to get cheaper. I mean, they're talking about maybe building it in phases, but I think it's never going to get any cheaper. And I think when you look at it ultimately, I think that we can probably generate some revenue by renting out some of those beds to other counties that need space for their inmates.
And what are your thoughts about, like, the forecast for inmate population increasing at the rate that Justice Planners predicts?
Well, you know, those guys do that for a living across the country, and I think that they're looking at historical trends. It's hard to say, you know, maybe.
Crime tends to be cyclical. You might have some, it goes up a couple years, it'll drop dead back down, and it'll go back up again.
I think a lot of that is whether or not we get out in front of the mental health and the drug and addiction and alcohol abuse that's within our county. If we can get out ahead of that, I think maybe we're going to see a slight drop in those numbers over the next 30 years. But ultimately, I think that even if we do, I think we should be looking at possibly renting those beds out, because there is definitely a shortage across northern Minnesota for beds and jails, and we're not the only county that's having issues with their jail as far as the facility itself.
And we're certainly not the only county that has their jail be the primary source for people to get mental health care, unfortunately. It tends to, like, people with mental health problems, and that ties hand in hand with substance abuse, because the number one gateway to substance abuse is trauma.
Yes, it is.
And what do you think we can do more in our jail to, like, get those people while we have them as a basically captive audience to get them on the right track again, so to hopefully reduce some recidivism in our community?
I think the biggest thing is making sure before the release that they have a list of places that they can go to get their treatment, get their housing, and get the needs assessments that they need done, so that hopefully, you know, that they want to recover and move forward and be a part of society.
You know, it's a big wish that we all have, that, you know, people in our community can get better.
Yes, it is. It's always the ultimate goal, is to making sure that, you know, people have everything they need to be the best people they can be.
And another big issue in our community, and certainly we're not alone on this one either, is housing. Access to affordable housing, and housing across the board, I hear, is in short supply. What do you think the county can do to incentivize developers to create more housing in our area?
Well, housing is always an issue, especially low income and affordable housing. I think that we're developing a lot of housing within the Bemidji area. Outstate, I think, or out county, I should say, is a little more tough. But I think that anything that we can do as a county and a county board, I think that we need to make sure that we're working with the agencies that are out there, HRDC and some of those ones, to make sure that we're providing what we can so that we can get people into affordable housing. Recently heard that White Earth is looking at buying the old Ridgeway.
They're pretty close to purchasing, as I read.
Yeah, that's what I read too. And again, to get those buildings back and get housing back in those is actually a really good move forward.
And if elected, would you be looking forward to strengthening the partnership between Beltrami County and White Earth as they look to develop housing in our area?
Well, not only just White Earth. I mean, I think we need to strengthen it with both Leech Lake and Red Lake so that we're all working together and making sure that we're getting everybody on the same page so that we can reduce those crime rates, reduce those drug addictions and other things so that we all can work together to be one great community.
What are some of the other issues you've been hearing, relating to housing? I think property tax increases and property valuations are a concern for a lot of folks across our community.
Taxes are always on the taxpayers' minds when you look at them, and voters, just because they are always going up. They're never really going to go down. And, I mean, as we look at, we're going to probably see some sort of correction in the housing market as we move forward, just with the interest rates and what the feds are doing with raising interest rates. And, I mean, now I think they're talking possibly another 0.75% by the end of November, which is going to definitely affect the housing market and any major purchases, automotive, big ticket items, I think are going to see a reduction as we move forward. And I'm hoping that as a county board and its assessor's office, that we can make sure that we're keeping in front of all of those. Unfortunately, that's, you know, some of those assessments can take up to 5 years before we can realize them on our tax statements. And there's really no way to get around that. It's just that's the facts of life and how they go.
Do you think the county is doing a good job when it comes to solid waste management and protecting our natural resources?
Solid waste is always one of those things that's going to be tough and as we move forward, because it seems like as we go, we're not into a recycle in this particular county, but I mean, it just seems like we just kind of throw things away when we're not ready, when we're done with them. And solid waste is always going to be a problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem.
And an expensive one at that.
Yes, it is. It's going to continue to be expensive, and the raising rates of the Polk County incinerator is becoming more and more, and the trucking it over there. So, yeah, we have to make sure that we're keeping an eye on that, and maybe we need to look at some sort of recycling program within the county to see if it can cash flow and make sure it works. I mean, if it can't cash flow, it really doesn't make much sense to do it. I mean, other than we're going to protect the environment, which is always important, but, I mean, at what cost do you do that? I mean, do the taxpayers want to pay that or other things? Because right now we're going to see a fairly large levy increases over the next 3 to 5 years, I think.
Well, you're so optimistic, Don.
Well, it's the facts of life. I mean, when you look at a county jail going to cost $500 million, and they're only, even if they get a half cent or 1% sales tax, it's only going to cover a fourth of that. So that other, $350,000 or $350 million is going to have to come from somewhere. So, and it's going to have to come from the taxpayers. The only other option we got is to sell some tax forfeited land and, maybe get that back on the tax rolls. And I think that that's something we really got to look at moving forward, is to move that 75% of non-taxable property in the county back onto the tax rolls as much as we can.
Any other issues that are coming to your attention as we get so close to the midterm election on November 8th?
Well, there's always infrastructure. I mean, we're talking roads, bridges.
Yes.
We're talking county parks. We're talking county buildings. All of those are definitely in need of upkeep and making sure that the maintenance is done on those. And as we move forward, I think that we need to make sure that we're exercising those dollars that we're getting from the state and making sure that we're making those dollars stretch as far as we can as far as our roads and bridges. But I think we also got to start looking at our county buildings. They're all getting older, and you know, look at the county jail, 35 years old. And, you know, to be honest with you, we're still not done paying for the renovations that was done 5 years ago. I mean, there's $2.5 million still being paid for by the taxpayers for that renovation. So what else are we going to need? The LEC is running a little short on space. There's always needs for the county and county buildings as we move forward, and I think that we need to make sure that we're taking care of those.
You know, lately when covering county board, it's gotten a little heated over these last few years or so. What are your thoughts about, you know, these sort of like hot button issues or statements that the county board has tried to pass through or has voted upon. What are your thoughts about those sorts of issues that really, to me, seem way beyond the county's control?
Well, a lot of them are beyond the county's control, especially human services. I mean, most of that's mandated either by the federal or state government. But yeah, there is some hot buttons, you know, in my attending county board meetings. There's definitely some things there that kind of raise an eyebrow going, you know, at the end of the day, we've all got to be able to get along on the county board and making sure that we've got the constituents of the county best. They're what they need and what they would like and desire of our county. I think we need to make sure that we keep that in mind as we make these decisions moving forward. And there's nothing everybody's got an opinion. I mean, and that's the problem, you know, and I think that we need to make sure that we listen and make the best decisions we can. And sometimes there are going to be the difficult decisions. And at the end of the day, we all got to be able to walk out of that county boardroom and actually still be friends because we're all in this together.
Any other qualities that you think you bring to the table for Beltrami County's District 2?
You know, I've been doing government service for the city for almost 20 years. So, I mean, I know what it's like to deal with the county governments and city governments because we've had to work together in the past. And it's always been my thing to serve. And I've been doing it civically and governmentally for almost 35 years or better. And I just want to take that leadership that I've learned through those organizations, whether it be the civic side or the city government side, and move those forward, move those to the county board where I can actually make a difference in this county, because I believe that we really need to make sure that Beltrami County moves forward and gets to be as great as I think it can be. And I think that's the main importance and the main objective I have is, I mean, I don't go in with an agenda. I know that a lot of that stuff is beyond my control, beyond the county's control. And I think that as we look forward to things, I think we just need to make sure that we're looking forward and making sure that the county's in the best possible state it can be in.
Any other thoughts, or would you like to close on that, Don?
Well, you know, I always have thoughts. I could sit and talk about government for a long time, and I think you know me. I think that I have my opinions, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to listen to the people that you represent, and that's the big key here, is you really are a representation of the people. My opinion really doesn't matter when I come to the table at the county board meeting. It's what the people want and what the people need, and I think that's the important thing that we need to take away from this election. I'm here for the people, and I want to represent the people of Ward 2, or District 2, and that's just kind of where I'm at. And, you know, at the end of the day, I hope that I get the support that I need to be a District 2 County Commissioner.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today, Don Hainanen, for Beltrami County, District 2.